Gregory Rowell back.
I think he'll appreciate the weight drop tonight. It's the right race and he may get his opportunity again.
For our dollar today, Greg, where are we going?
Back's the one.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Back is looming up. Kermie still from Fact trying to get there. Fact levels now and Fact beats Kermie.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Fact.
He was really confident too.
He was. We love when he's confident. More cash for us in the spreadsheet.
Well done, Greg. Thank you.
Well done, Greg. There's a great result for the Fact fans out there. There's one for us before on the spreadsheet.
It has.
I noticed that in the spreadsheet today.
Yep.
Did it. Which is good business. We're Cranbourne tonight, Hamilton today, Whitey. What can you tell me?
So, look, as it stands at the moment with Cranbourne, it's a rail position out 7 metres the entire circuit, soft 5, penetrometer 5.53, but clearly that's going to change throughout the course of the day with the forecast. Hamilton today, Darren Colpin joins us. Darren, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How are you going? How much rain have you had?
Yeah, we got 5 mil late yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But ever since I did the track report at 6 o'clock this morning, we probably had another 10 mils this morning.
Right. Gee, you missed out on a fair. I thought you'd have had a fair bit more yesterday. So it's just a look and see type thing. Like, there's no danger that the meeting wouldn't go ahead.
Oh, I don't think so. No. Looking at the radar, it's just a thunderstorm going over, quite loud and bangy at the moment. But I'm not going to go outside at the moment.
No. So what are your current numbers as it stands?
I'd say it'd be down to a 6 now after the rain we've just had.
Yep.
I rated it at a soft 5 with Penno coming at 5.75, but she'd be getting close to a 6 by now.
All right, and rail in the true position?
Yeah, rail's true.
All right, terrific, Darren. Well, good luck. Hopefully you don't get too much rain and then get a lot more after the meeting.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Darren Colpin there from Hamilton. So it was off 60, she reckons, after the recent rain. David Brightaxe got a couple heading to Hamilton today. Joins us. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Does that track report change things for you, or are you still happy to keep your runners?
I think the vehicle's sort of already left, but we will monitor it in case we have to spin it around.
Righto. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. You've got two for us. Race 1, number 5, Stars Barwon, is favourites, $2.50 at tab.com.au. First up from a spell after one run on its debut campaign. What can you tell us about Stars Barwon?
Yeah, he was good in his first campaign. He's trialled a couple of times and trialled well enough. He's got a bad gait, but, I think he's capable. And, I think he'll perform well.
Right, it's race 1, number 5, Stars Barwon. Then you've got race 4, number 14, Principal Bell, who's drawn the car park as well. I haven't drawn well with the gates today. Dave, what's Principal Bell going to do for us?
Yes. Now, I seem to be drawing a lot of bad gates. I believe there's a conspiracy theory, but I actually spoke to one of the stewards, and he said the last bloke that thought there was a conspiracy theory, I won't mention who it was, but I'm not saying it again because that bloke was definitely a bit loose. So I'm not going down that path. I'll just keep my theory to myself.
Are you loose, David? Or are you light in length?
Sounding a little bit
of loose. I seem to have a lot of double figures.
So Principal Bell is one of those. Just looking for the run today?
Was okay. Excuse me. Was okay initially. It wasn't much good over 7 at Cranbourne. And she is... Her work's improved a bit, but, you know, it may run a play.
Righto. So our best today for our dollar for our punters out there, where would you go, Dave?
Stars Barwon.
$2.50 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Race 1, number 5. Appreciate your time. Hopefully the trucks don't have to turn around. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.